Fireflies from Earl City. Britain's number one. Is it still Britain's number one? It has been very recently.
Yes, it's in the
track.
Area.
Isn't that a great track?
Ricky Gervais is still in the studio.
Well, don't say it like that.
Why?
That looks like it's a bit of a whinge.
It's a bit of a...
Oh, it's still here. That's like when your nan comes to stay or something and you go, "Is she?" Yeah, she's still here.
Yeah, she was supposed to go on Friday. She's now Tuesday.
So her feet, she's having them done tomorrow, then she's going to...
So, you know.
Yes. I'm still here.
I mean, you're still here.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's what I meant.
We're all still here.
Jonathan Ross isn't. No, he's not.
It's
he's
his
still
show.
Sick.
We've turned up.
Yeah.
He's not well, poor chap.
He's not well.
What's up with him?
I don't know.
I never believe anyone.
Really?
I always assume, I'm one of those people that go, well, I don't miss anything for being ill. I assume everyone is malingering.
Have you never pulled a sickie?
The only times I've pulled a sickie, is hangovers.
Right.
I'm ill, I get in there. And show people I'm ill.
Oh, right. Okay.
They believe you when you're hungover.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't done that for a while.
But if you've brought it on yourself, you're happy to dig a deal.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you just can't. You can't work. And also, that's not when you're working for yourself.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
Exactly, yeah. But no.
Go to the office, wait for you to send yourself home.
Exactly. No, you can't afford to be ill.
So when you're a director, do you have little sympathy for people if they turn up a bit sniffly?
No one turns up sniffly. Oh. Well, they might turn up. See, that annoys me because I don't like people sniffing. So I feel I wish they had gone home. Everything annoys me. Yeah. I'm okay as a director, actually, but I'm sort of neurotic as an actor. Anything can put a noise can put me off. Someone in my eye line can put me off. At one point in the invention of lying, I said I can hear a noise. It's like a whirring noise. And Jennifer Garner went, "That's the film going round in the camera." And I went, "Okay, action." Really embarrassing. There was we were doing this scene me and Jennifer Garner at dinner, and you know it's all the extras, and I go, "Oh, don't give them real plates and stuff, and don't have to scrape, just mime, don't whisper, it puts me off, right?" And there was like one sort of middle-aged couple sort of by me, and I kept getting them dirty looks because they make a little bit of noise with their glass, I mean proper, and you're right, and I was getting dirty looks. And afterwards, did the scene, the producer brought them over and they said, "Oh, this is so and so, they paid £5,000 to be in the..." And I was going, "Oh, was it weird, Cow? You were great. You were brilliant. Thank you so much.
Who did they pay it to?
I think
charity.
I think so. Yeah,
oh,
one
okay.
of those things auction that you auction it off. Yeah,
that wasn't your fee.
I felt
that they
no,
were
no,
subsidising.
No. I felt so like the most spoilt person in the world, don't you? It's terrible. Oh,
well, it's a great central concept. The Invention of Lying. It's a great film, and it's one of those concepts you think, how has nobody made
well,
this
that's
film before?
The first thing I thought, it must have been done before. I suppose, I mean, it's been touched upon. I suppose like a reverse liar, liar.
Yeah,
and because
I
this
guess.
Is a world where the remit when we started it was to be like an episode of The Twilight Zone,
right?
And it's a world where the human race hasn't evolved the ability to tell a lie, so everyone says the absolute truth, and they're compelled to do it. They have to say it. So things like, "Oh, your baby's so ugly," and that's like the first third of the film. The comedy comes from seeing me as the main character, Mark Bellison, a chubby little loser, sort of being insulted. But then it sort of takes a bit of a dramatic turn. I discover I can lie, and so everyone believes what I say. It's like a superpower, and then it sort of spins halfway through when my mum's dying in the film, and she says, I'm scared. I'm just a few more hours, then an eternity of nothingness." And I realise I can lie, so I say, "You're wrong about what happens after you die. You go to the best place ever, where all your friends are, and you live in eternity." And I inadvertently invent religion.
Mm.
And that caused a bit of a stir in America.
Well, I was going to say, how did that go down?
Not too well.
Not,
yeah.
No,
no.
Because obviously,
the headlines were Gervais says religion is a lie.
Yeah,
that was,
which you pretty much do.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I think that probably is how religion started, to comfort people. I mean, it's a
opium for the masses.
Exactly, yeah. And religion and spirituality are two different things, you know. You believe what you like, but religion's something else. It's not atheist propaganda. So
Are the American press, I presume they get on that more than we do here, do they, the religious
stuff? I think so. I think that we don't really care too much about what people believing and it's pretty ingrained there.
Yeah.
Did it get? I mean, was the film protested against, or was it?
No,
it didn't get that heavy.
No, because if you also, some of the people hadn't watched it. They did it from the trailer. They guessed it from the trailer. There was blasphemous imagery, they said, and there just wasn't. Right. And I responded to one of the people. I said, it's very Christian of them to judge a film they haven't even seen, right? And they sent back and said, it's very typical of an atheist not to read the Bible. I sent back and said, I've read the Bible. I was brought up a Christian. I've read the Bible.
Yeah.
I know what I'm up against. I quite like arguing back.
Yeah. That'll learn them.
Yeah, that'll learn them.
Well, The Invention of Lying is out on DVD and Blu-ray on Monday, the 1st of February.
Mm. That was brilliant.
Thank you. Good, buy it and judge for yourself.
Excellent. That's right. Yeah. You should.
Yes. I love a Blu-ray.
Exactly. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, I've got a Blu-ray.
I don't know, really.
What is it?
There's something new every time. Why can we just stop now? Why? I mean, we don't need to do anything else now. Look, with the MP3s, do it. That's pretty perfect. Let's have everything like that, right? Let's stop. The iPod is...
You can't say that. That's like saying we've got horses now. We don't need to invent any other modes of travel.
Well, it's not really, is it?
Who knows where we'll go?
It's a computer file. That's gonna last a long time, isn't it? What's going to be better than information on a silicon chip? Really? What can you know? I'm not a Luddite, and I don't. No. I think there's going to be amazing inventions.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much nailed the basis, isn't it, of information now? A computer chip.
I would say the three of us are probably not the best quorum for our debate in technological advancement.
I know.
I'm just waiting for a toaster that can make milkshakes.
Oh, that would be amazing. It could make French
toast.
That
would be nice.
Carl tried to do some sausages once in the toaster, and his girlfriend came in and saw him with a knife trying to dig them out because they were on fire. And she's like, what are you doing?
He said, turn them over.
Oh, Ricky, you have to go. Milkshakes. That's amazing.
Thank you. You could probably make, go and patent it.
Yeah. Like, how does it work?
I don't know. I don't know, but it's lovely.
Carl had an idea once. He said a clock that counts down your life and tells you when you're going to die, right? I went, how does it work? He said, you just put it on your wrist. Oh, dear.
Ricky Gervais, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
It's been lovely to have you.
So much better than Jonathan.
Oh.
That was brilliant.
Make sure you tell him.
Oh, well, I will.
Yeah.
Well, this has been broadcast, didn't he? Listen, you can be sure.
Not that sick.
And then they call Ray Jar. Go, how many did they get? How many listeners did they get? Bless him. Get well soon.
Get well soon, Jonathan.
Very much.
And good luck with the DVD, Ricky.
Thank you very much.
No, you don't need to tell me anymore.
Monday.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray, whatever that is.
Whatever that is, but it costs more, so you probably get a bigger cut.
Yeah, just get the DVD.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Not all about money, is it?
No.
It's about awards.
About private jets, love. That's what it's about.
Oh, dear. I'm hated.